Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Chester. I'm joined by my co-host, Cedric Davis.
Cedric,
how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Man, you're looking good today, man. You're just looking a little fresh.
Thank you. I know you're trying to butter me up real quick, but it's all good.
Okay, I know the controversial stuff we'll be talking about today. I mean, I'm just trying to build you up before I, like, destroy you and, like, the different arguments that we're going to be talking about.
All right, let's cut it out. Listen, first controversial topic. You know what time of the year it is. Intramural's coming up. Mm-hmm. My favorite one, basketball. So, Nathan, the question is, how many points are you going to average? How many ankles going to get broken? And how many buckets will get got this intramural season?
I respect you, like, asking the tough questions, like, straight off the shot right here. I mean, I don't know. You're the coach? You're the coach of ATL1?
Listen, I'm,
what do you expect out of me this year on your intramural team?
Okay. This is a direct shot at Isaiah Thomas, but I'm expecting 29.8 points a game off 41% shooting.
I mean, that's probably fair. Yeah. I mean, the 41% shooting's probably overdoing it just a little bit.
3.8 assists.
I mean, what other great score? What other great scoring options are on the ATO basketball team?
You got Grayson.
And
next topic.
So, man, Cedric, all I'm going to say about that is I think we are going to have a great year.
Listen. If y'all want entertainment, just pure entertainment value, just come out to all ATO one games. It's going to be absolutely
hilarious. I mean, it's going to be phenomenal. I mean,
must watch. We got Uncle Matt.
Uncle Matt, yes.
That's like our team.
That's
like Draymond Green of our team.
You put the ball in his hands. I mean, you can't expect much to happen, but I mean, he's a great. Yeah.
So now Matt gets buckets.
Yeah. Matt gets buckets. Matt's a great defender. Yeah. You want Matt on your team.
You definitely.
Then we got Grayson Mellick. I mean, just all-around great athlete. He can get stuff done.
He's an athlete.
And then we got Alex Gary. He's like 42 years old, but, I mean, he's still here and able to play, so that's great. What else we got after that? We got Slender Man himself, Josh Casper.
I can't. Just called him Slender Man. Wow, that's hilarious. He said Slender Man.
I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're not. Like, I call him Baby Lucas. Baby Lucas.
No one knows who we're talking about, so that's fine.
We good.
All in all, I think it's going to be a great season. Now, let's move on to
5.
Let's move on to some topics that people actually care about. Well, it's about to get pretty serious in here. So, as everybody knows, the Winter Olympics are going on. If you're expecting to hear some Winter Olympics commentary, Cedric and I know nothing about the Winter Olympics.
Sean White did good last night. That's all I know.
I mean, he was at the Kids' Choice Awards one time, and that's kind of cool.
He got red hair.
Seems for, yeah, yeah.
Long hair.
Curly. Yeah. Long hair is always great. Jesus had long hair. I mean, at Union, if you have long hair, you got to like them. That's how it works.
No comment.
You wish you had my flow.
No, you wish you had my when I had hair.
Whatever, man. But I will say this. I know nothing about curling, but I'm telling you, if I trained for 4 years just doing nothing but curling every single day, I think I could be an Olympic curler.
Nope. That is an old person's sport. That sport is specifically for people 45 and older. If you're not older than 45, you shouldn't be playing this sport.
There's people younger than 45 doing curling.
I'm not watching it. I'm watching old people. You know, the old people that be on the boats.
Can we just, like, agree, though, that, like, as far as, like, Olympic ice skating and things like that, wouldn't you rather just see a random fat guy just get off the couch and try to do that without ever having attempted it before in his life rather than watching these professionals try to do it? I think for entertainment value, that'd be far better.
For entertainment only, yes. I would love to see that. Only.
I mean, that's the only thing we care about in our culture, A-Bor, is just sheer entertainment.
Entertainment and shares and likes.
This is the same culture that loves memes.
Whoa, memes are great.
Memes are great.
My goal is for me to become a meme by the end of this year.
You're already a meme.
No, I'm not.
There's plenty of memes of you.
Okay, but they didn't go viral. I need a viral meme of me.
How do people get into curling anyway? Is there like a curling clinic outside your house?
I don't know. I told you, that's a sport for old people. Like, that's not a young man's game.
Well, where did the old people go to get into curling?
I don't know. I'm not old. When I get there, I'm going to tell you.
You darn what, 24 years old? You've been here 10 years?
No, definitely not 10. Definitely not 10. 9.5.
It may be 10 before you graduate.
9.5.
9.5. Yeah. All right. But on the topic of the Olympics, we kind of like move on to a serious subject here. Probably some of you are aware of a guy named Larry Nassar, who was in he was a physician for the Olympics for the gymnast team.
Yeah,
and he also worked for Michigan for the Michigan State Athletic Department for a very long time. And he was recently convicted on counts of molesting over 150 teenage girls throughout his time as a physician between those two things. And, I mean, we're at Union. I believe in grace and forgiveness, but that is almost as completely irredeemable in my eyes.
I think in situations like this, this is when our faith is really tested.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to forgive, but, like, how can you forgive somebody who committed, like, such – like heinous crimes. Like, parents sent their kids, their daughters, to him in an attempt to, like, they want their daughter to be the best gymnast. Mm. And he in turn manipulated and preyed on these young girls. And
I mean,
like, I saw a video of a father
asking
the judge, like, can I get 5 minutes alone with him?
And I mean, that man could have just ran and killed him in the middle of that courtroom, and I mean, no jury would have ever convicted him.
None. I would have completely understood why.
I mean, it's terrible, but I mean, like, it's easy to look at someone who's done, like, just terrible acts and atrocities just like that, but yeah, I mean, this is where grace and forgiveness is, like, truly put to the test, because it's easy for us to look at someone who's just, I mean, those atrocities are just incomprehensible. I mean, how can you do that to 150 teenage girls? And it's very easy for me to just look there and say, that man should get the death penalty. That man has no business being alive. But then again, we're all fallen and sinful in the eyes of God. So I am just the same as far as my sin and how far I've fallen in the eyes of God, and I deserve eternal hell because of what I've done as well. We've all done things that we're not proud of, and we all have sin. But, I mean, that's the beauty of Jesus and what he did on the cross. We all can experience that grace and redemption. Even if we look at someone else and say, how could they possibly deserve it? Jesus died for someone like Larry Nassar, and that's something that we have to accept. But kind of going on that topic, when Nassar worked at Michigan State, it's unclear about how much the administration there, the athletic administration, knew about that, but they were aware of some things that were going on, and yet they did nothing. And the president of Michigan State recently resigned.
Yep.
And further things that were going on within the basketball and football program were exhumed. And there was even talks that the basketball coach Tom Izzo and the football coach Mark D'Antonio may get fired. They both seem to have made it through that fire and going to continue to coach there. But it raised a very interesting question. You look at the University of Tennessee, there's been cases of sexual assault that have been covered up there. The same goes at Vanderbilt, Duke. Baylor is a private Christian university just like Union. It's a much bigger private Christian university. They had a culture of covering up any type of sexual assault, any type of assault there, and their football coach was fired for it. So,
not immediately, though.
Not immediately.
It took years, years of finally, like, the local reporters, like, catching on and, like, putting pressure on administration, and then the national media put that pressure on them, and then action took place. Personally, I think Baylor should have got the death penalty.
Probably. I mean, that's just monstrous stuff that went on there, and for as long as they covered up, they probably deserved it. But if that can go on at a private Christian university that holds many of the same ideas, Baylor's Baptist, are they not?
Yeah,
they hold pretty much all of the same ideals, theology that we have here at Union, and yet those terrible and heinous things that were going on there, is this something that maybe not to the same degree, but is this type of stuff covered up within the athletics of every single university?
I won't say every single university, but, well, let me put it like this. I won't say things of this nature is covered up at every single university.
I
think definitely every athletic program covering something up.
They
got something they hide.
See, this is why my advice, when you're a fan of a certain team or a certain program, let's say you're a Kentucky fan and you find out that, like how it happened at Louisville, where the basketball coaching staff was basically getting prostitutes and hookers to come in to help for recruits, and they'd come to visit Louisville. You shouldn't be celebrating that as like a mark on your rival or something bad that your rival did, because it's starting to become more and more apparent that most schools have skeletons in the closet that they're hiding.
And if you think your school, if you're a fan of a school and you think that school is all squeaky clean, come on, you're playing yourself.
Let's play the Alabama question. If we found out that Nick Saban had an extramarital affair or something like that, you think Nick Saban keeps his job?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, he's like... He's the king of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And you better believe, I'm definitely not saying that type of thing goes on at Alabama. I mean, it's certainly possible. We look around the nation, and it seems like more and more universities are being found to be covering up stuff. But when you're as successful as Nick Saban is, it's very easy to throw the problems under the rug and forget about it.
Yeah, that's success. What did Wayne Wade say? Success covers up like a multitude of faults.
Mm-hmm. Winning cures everything. Yeah,
winning cures everything. Losing just over hype everything. So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad we got some of the more darker stuff out of the way.
Let's move on. I don't like that.
I mean, it's stuff that needs to be talked about. It's like really tough stuff is going on at different colleges and at private Christian universities around the nation. It needs to be talked about. But let's move on. Now, the Cleveland Cavaliers traded, what, half their roster at the trade deadline? Oh, and before we go into that, they traded out Derrick Rose to Utah. Now, he got waived by Utah. The Jazz had no interest in having Derrick Rose on their roster. But let's say that they didn't. Do you think there was any chance that Derrick Rose was actually going to show up and play in Utah?
Dog, Derrick Rose haven't shown up and played in 6 years, man. Like, I don't think he's interested in basketball no more. Like, seriously, Derrick Rose is not interested in basketball no more.
I think his love of basketball got burned out of him with all the injuries.
Yeah, and so when you have that many injuries, and it's not like he have like an injury 1 year, the next year completely healthy. No, he have injury this year, another injury the next year, another injury. Like, these injuries would line up. That takes a toll on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand. I would check out mentally, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I'm getting paid $90, $100 million from Adidas, I'd probably find a way to keep going.
If I'm Derrick Rose, I'm going to limp into any NBA locker room possible. As long as he's on an NBA roster, Adidas owe him money.
Exactly.
They owe him, like, up to $11, $12 million.
Yeah.
So.
But talking about Cleveland, they traded away half their roster, brought back Rodney Hood, Larry Nance, George Hill, got some long, and Jordan Clarkson. They brought
young.
They're getting young, man. They're getting long, younger players in there to replace some older guys who are not performing as well and guys who stayed hurt all the time, like Derrick Rose. You call him Penny Rose?
I said R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. Rose.
Actually, I'm glad they traded Dwayne Wade back to Miami.
It felt wrong not seeing Dwayne Wade in a Miami Heat jersey.
Right. Like, even when he was in Chicago, when he had that three across his chest, it was just like, that's good, but it wasn't the same.
It feels like there's just something right with the world, like seeing him back in that Miami uniform.
Like, I feel like D. Wade is happy. First of all, he never wanted to leave Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He left Miami because he felt like the money that they were offering him.
Yeah.
At that time, it wasn't like the numbers that he wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, he came off a year where he averaged with like 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's low for D Wade, but he shot a high field goal percentage.
Yeah.
And his team made the playoffs, so.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
So the Cavs and Celtics, the new look Cavs, played the Boston Celtics on Sunday in the Boston Garden. Paul Pierce, the legend that no one likes and no one cares about.
I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, he's a poor man.
He faked an injury.
He faked an injury in the NBA Finals. Yep. He did. He is a poor man's Kobe Bryant.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, he's not. Don't compare him to Kobe.
He don't even merit a mention to Kobe.
Don't compare him to Kobe. He's what Grant Hill would have been if Grant Hill ever got it.
Well, it's like Draymond Green said, they don't love him like Kobe.
Yeah, like people love Kobe. Nobody care about Paul Pierce.
Yeah, exactly. So the Cavs played Boston on Sunday, and the Cavs just flat out blew them out from pretty much the end of the first quarter on. LeBron no longer looked bored. He no longer looked frustrated. He looked like he's just having fun out there. You see Jordan Clarkson just hit that big three, hit back-to-back threes, and LeBron dapping him up as he's running across. See, that's fun. And the Cavs haven't been having fun this year. And honestly, Boston, who's been considered the favorites in the East to come out of the East and play the Warriors in the NBA Finals, they just didn't look like they had it.
I don't think the Cavs will blow the Celtics out in a seven-game series, but I definitely think the Cavs, this Cavs roster, they're not losing to Boston.
Yeah, I just cannot see. I feel like even when earlier in the season when the Cavs just aren't playing any defense, LeBron looks frustrated, no one looks like they're having fun, people are picking Boston because Boston's been a far superior team all year. But I still feel like even at the Cavs' darkest point, there was still like this nagging doubt in the back of their head, don't bet against LeBron.
Yeah, like
don't ever bet against LeBron. And now LeBron's got a younger and more athletic team. He looked rejuvenated.
They're younger, more athletic, and they're shooting a better percentage from three.
Mm. That's everything. It's been one game. But still,
yeah.
They're going to be a much more effective defensive
Kevin Love
team.
They're going to get Kevin Love back. And a couple what?
Yeah, Love didn't even play on Sunday.
Come on. Like, it's going to Cavs, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals. I'm calling now.
What about Raptors? You see anything about Raptors?
Like I said, Cavs, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals. You can't trust a team from Toronto.
Not Americans, that why?
Listen, no, you can't trust any team from Toronto.
We got some MK students that'd probably be offended by that.
Can't trust it. You can't trust that Toronto team. I love DeMar DeRozan, the mid-range assassin. They're not beating LeBron. They're not.
Well, I mean, they may play LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe they could beat Boston in the second round to get there.
No, because Kyle Lowry don't show up in the playoffs.
But they're playing a little bit of a different style. They're kind of playing a more pace and space offense when the last couple of years it's just kind of been your turn, my turn between Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. They're kind of playing that more pace and space, team-oriented offensive basketball.
The same reasons why I won't pick Houston to beat Golden State, it's the same reason why I won't pick, why I will not pick Toronto to beat the Celtics or the Cavs.
I honestly
don't trust their stars. Yeah. Their stars have shown us too many times that in the playoffs, they're not going to show up in the big.
They can't win a game one. They can win a playoff series. They just can't win a game one. But I mean, yeah, I'm definitely taking it. I'll take Kyrie Irving over DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry any day. The question is, will Kyrie get enough offensive help in the playoffs to push them over the hump?
No, they're going to win all their series defensively.
Yeah. I mean, they have the number one defense in the NBA right now. But I brought up the Warriors a little bit earlier. So last night, now the Phoenix Suns are one of the worst teams in the NBA. They currently have a record of 18-40. They're basically in a race to the bottom. They're trying to tank so they can get the best possible draft pick as possible. They played the Golden State Warriors in Oakland last night, and Steve Kerr, the coach of the Warriors, allowed the players to coach the game.
What's wrong with that?
It is the most disrespectful thing I have ever seen.
No, it's not.
How is that not disrespectful? Okay, would
LeBron coach all the time? Nobody say nothing. LeBron be coaching on the sideline all the time.
LeBron,
nobody say nothing.
LeBron's a coach and general manager in Cleveland.
Nobody says nothing. So when Draymond Green in the huddle, he draws up a play, let's give Steve Kerr a break.
Have you ever seen LeBron walk over and just grab the clipboard away from Tyronn Lue and say, get out of here, little man, I'm the coach now?
Okay, he didn't do it like that, okay? Draymond didn't do it like that. But
no, he was told he could do it. It was part of the plan.
Why not? You're playing the Phoenix Suns.
Exactly. Like, it's so disrespectful, though.
It's disrespectful that they're so bad.
Well, no one respects them because of how terrible they are. Everyone agrees with that.
I'm not feeling – that's like if I'm controlling the Warriors in 2K, I wouldn't even play my starters past the first quarter. Like – that's how
you're pretty trash at 2K. You sure about that?
not in my associations.
I mean, let me tell you, I've played some bad people in 2K in my life. I'm going to give my roommate Alex Williams a shout out here. So one time, I think we were playing like 2K15, and Alex is a great guy. It's like playing a 3-year-old in 2K. Like, he knows nothing about basketball. He has no idea what he's doing. He was the Western Conference All-Star. So he has Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, basically James Harden, has all the best players in the Western Conference on his basketball team. I think I was FC Barcelona, who was one of the worst teams in Europe.
Don't tell me you blew them out.
Worst teams in Europe. I won by 35.
See, that's trash.
I mean, dude, I can't put that into words. Is how bad. I'm not saying you're that bad.
I'm not that bad.
But I'm just saying not anybody with the Warriors can win a basketball game.
I'm bad enough where, like, if I get down 12 early, I just quit the game. Unless I got Westbrook. Because I got to. It's something about playing with OKC. I love it.
Man, Curry better than Westbrook.
Just sleep. Stop.
Curry better than Westbrook. I just mentioned Steph Curry, and then you bring up Russell. I feel like you wanted to have this argument. You brought up Russell Westbrook when I said Steph Curry. I feel like you just wanted to do this.
Westbrook he's bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic.
But he's not as good as basketball.
No, he's not as good of a shooter. He's not as good of a shooter.
Turns out shooting is pretty important in basketball.
So is driving the line and dunking on.
Tell you what, we'll save this debate for another time.
Yeah,
I mean, you've already lost the same debate. I don't know how many times, but we'll come back to it another time. So going back to like the players coaching for the Warriors against the Suns. Now, look. You want to say it's not disrespectful that he's just tried to help his team or whatever. You can say Phoenix is being disrespectful to people's eyes by being like 18-40,
got one of the best young stars in the league, and they're this trash.
I mean, that's a fair point. But would Steve Kerr like try out, said, I want my team to grow in chemistry, and they're going to coach tonight. Would he do that against the San Antonio Spurs, the Houston Rockets, the Boston Celtics?
If they're up 30, yeah.
That'd be even more disrespectful.
If they're up 30, yeah, he definitely would.
I mean, he basically don't have to coach night in, night out anyway. It's basically like he always does. He rolls the ball out there.
Yeah, like he drives up a play, like Draymond, set a screen. Play, run. Steph, soon you cross half court, shoot it. KD, just be tall. Like, it don't matter. Bro, the Warriors are so good, it doesn't matter who they have in the center. It do not matter.
Zaza Pachulia is the worst player. The only thing he is good at is setting screens, which then again is all they need. He is the clumsiest, least athletic NBA player that I have ever seen. Kwame Brown not in the league anymore. We don't talk about that. I'm a Grizzlies fan. I don't talk about Kwame Brown.
Speaking of the Grizzlies.
Reminding me about this?
So why didn't they trade Tyreek?
Beats me. Do I look like Chris Wallace, the GM of the Memphis Grizzlies? I'm a smart man. Therefore, I cannot be Chris Wallace. For those of you who don't know this situation, so here's how it basically goes.
The Grizzlies should have traded Tyreek.
Yeah.
They could get a better draft position.
Yeah, but it's not only that. So they signed Tyreek is a really, really good NBA player.
He's a good. You add way too many realies right there.
All right, fine. He is a very good NBA player. Nope. What do you define as a very good NBA player?
Draymond Green. Carmelo, very good.
I mean, if we're going by he's more athletic, faster, all that, Tyreek's better than Draymond.
Tyreek is just – he's been in the league, what, 9 years now?
Yeah.
And he's just now starting to put up the numbers that he should have been putting up.
He put it up in his rookie year.
He averaged 25-5. One rookie of the year. Ever since then, we haven't heard nothing from Tyreek. Nothing.
And to go along with that, so Tyreek, good player. He has a lot of talent, but he's dealt with injuries throughout his entire career, which have kind of like limited his potential from reaching what he could have been. So the Grizzlies were able to get him very cheap as like a nice wing option to help Mike Conley score with it, and the Grizzlies were scoring.
That's $150 million down the drain right there.
Yep.
$150 million down the drain.
They didn't sign Tyreek to 100. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's 150.
I'm in mourning right now.
Fact,
I don't talk about
listen,
that.
If you want to combine Mike Conley contract and Chandler Parsons, that's almost $300 million that the Grizzlies just wasted.
You're making me want to cry right now. Mike Conley can't help it. He is what he is. Chandler Parsons.
Trash,
yeah.
Chandler Parsons 25 right now.
Chandler Parsons is like a good-looking guy. It's like all he's got going for him.
That's it.
Yeah.
if I'm on the court with Chandler Parsons, I can give him 25. I'm dead serious.
And for those of you who don't know, Cedric basically would be playing on one leg. That's how bad Chandler Parsons is.
Basically.
yes, a cancer survivor would put up 25 on Chandler Parsons.
I would definitely put up 25 on Chandler Parsons.
But anyway, so the Grizzlies signed Tyreek Evans to a minimum contract because he's been hurt a lot. Teams didn't want to pay him a lot of money. So it was like a low-risk, high-reward type of signing for the Grizzlies. Now, obviously, things have not gone according to plan for the Grizzlies this year. Mike Conley went out with an Achilles, just reoccurring injuries he's had through his entire career. He's out for the year.
Stop making excuses.
Marc Gasol hasn't been.
Stop making excuses.
Marc Gasol hasn't been what he is. I mean, I'm saying they're bad. Okay. I mean, these are all reasons why they're bad that
they're
I'm giving
be
you.
They're going to be bad with them.
No, they
The Grizzlies weren't making the playoffs this year. If Mike Conley was healthy, if Mark was playing like the way he should
They were 5-1 with a win over the Warriors and 2 wins over the Rockets.
It was the first 7 games of the season.
Well,
everybody's good.
Well, 6 if you could count.
Okay, bro. They went. Yeah, okay, you're right. It's 6. But they went. They started
Not
off
a math major, are you?
They started off 6-1.
Okay.
But still, everybody started off good. The Lakers started off good.
Yeah. Orlando was the one seed in the East. But I'm going to disagree with you. Grizzlies are on a 7-year playoff streak. Mike Conley and Marc Gasol have been there throughout the entire streak.
What have they accomplished?
Western Conference Finals appeared. Yes, I know they got swept. They got swept.
It wasn't even close.
Yep. No. They went to two. There was 3 overtimes in that series, and they lost a close game.
Two of those overtimes in the same game.
What?
Yes, game 3.
It was a double overtime?
Yes, because Jared Bayless missed the game-winning shot in double
Jared
overtime.
Jared Bayless is trash. He used to wear those bright yellow shoes that were just ugly and just bad. Like, it was just, gosh.
Listen, the Grizzlies is trash. And I'm saying that being from Memphis.
You're a Lakers fan. You got no credibility. What's your favorite street in Los Angeles?
It don't matter. Whatever street Kobe live on. It don't matter.
Does Kobe even live in L.A. right now?
Whatever street Lonzo live on, okay?
Lonzo probably lives with his daddy.
No, because
his daddy's in Lithuania.
LeVar's in Lithuania right now. Speaking of, Lakers have been doing so well with LeVar out of the country. I'm not saying there's no correlation there, but, you know, maybe we should keep him.
Maybe it'd be best for the country. He'll probably run for president in 4 years anyway. I would live for a Trump v. LeVar election.
Yo, that's.
Think of the memes, Cedric. Man, think of the memes.
America's not ready for that.
I think.
We got two probably of the most hated people running for president. Dog. No.
I mean, you'd have all the angry white people voting for Trump, and you'd have all the angry black people voting for LeVar.
Then you have all the smart people in the middle, like.
Who do we vote for?
This is really who we have? Like,
that was 2016, too. So we got like way off topic. LeVar, 2020. Thank you very much. So the Grizzlies signed Tyree.
I feel like you would actually vote for LeVar. You would actually vote for LeVar.
I voted for Marco Rubio. I guess LeVar is the next best thing. He's not. I could live with LeVar as president for 4 years.
You know what? He put a big baller brand flag on the White House.
Yeah, just take out the American flag, put a big baller black. The like big that. Baller states of America is what we've become.
The BBA?
That. When the second Civil War starts, the Union, the United States, will be going up the BBA.
Listen, I'm on team LeVar at that point. I'm on team LeVar at that point. That man grew up in Compton. Now he got three of his kids playing professional.
I can't vote a man for president who averaged 2 points a game in college. I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
I mean, hey, everybody can't ball. Everybody can't be Trae Young.
That's true.
Everybody can't be Trae Young.
But going back, finally, to what I was supposed to be talking about, the Grizzlies signed Tyreek Evans to a minimum contract. He's gone out and flat out balled out, averaging 20-5 this year. He's been phenomenal. Now, the Grizzlies, because they signed those terrible contracts to Mike Conley and Chandler Parsons, they probably cannot afford to keep him. And the Grizzlies are going nowhere. They're not making the playoffs. They're trying to tank. So it makes no sense to keep him if he's just going to leave at the end of the season. So you,
if he's definitely leaving.
He's definitely leaving. So it made sense to trade something for him so you could get something in return for him before he leaves the team. The Grizzlies did not do this, and all hell broke loose.
Y'all, this is the same organization that's traded Paul Gasol for Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown?
Yeah, whatever. Listen, he's trash. He don't deserve his name to be pronounced.
Dude, I'm a fan of the Memphis Grizzlies. I love them. I write about them. I'm the site manager for one of their main blogs, but the people who run this organization are just trash. There's no way around it.
Ownership.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the owner, Robert Pera, is like, he's always in Taiwan.
See?
He never comes to a game at all, but.
We need Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban may run for president in 2022.
You know what? I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it.
Honestly, I'd be down for Trump versus Hillary part two.
Definitely not. I can't go through that.
Just Twitter, man.
First of all, they're too old. Yeah. Way too old. No.
I mean.
It should be an age limit on a presidency, too.
I mean, how old are we talking about here?
Like, at the end of Trump's term, he's going to be 74. He shouldn't be able to run no more. He's too old.
Reagan was president in 74.
Right. Are you comparing Donald Trump to Ronald Reagan?
Age-wise?
No. Reagan didn't look 74, though.
Yeah, Reagan was a solid-looking gentleman.
Reagan was still healthy.
Yeah.
He was a healthy 74.
He had dementia.
Later in his second term. It was in his second term.
Yeah, you're right. So, let's close with something controversial, Cedric. Are you ready for something controversial?
I'm always ready for controversial.
Okay. This is going to be like shut us down type controversial.
I'm here for it.
Tough stuff.
I'm always here for it.
So, at the end of the Super Bowl, Tom Brady, the second greatest quarterback of all time.
Boy, you sleep.
No, you know it's true. But you already lost that argument last
week.
I
didn't lose. I just got tired of arguing. We talk about this all the time. I'm tired of talking about it.
You literally said you dropped the point last week. But as long as we admit that, we'll move on. All right. So moving on.
Okay.
So Tom Brady did not come out and shake Nick Foles, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, hand after the Super Bowl. And not a few people made notice of it because, I mean, generally people view it as good sportsmanship to go out and shake the other quarterback's hand, win or lose. And Tom Brady didn't do that. Now, it was noticed, but not a whole lot was said about it. Now, the question is,
when Cam Newton did it, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. It seemed
everybody called him a baby and he was pounding, you know. But listen, I ain't finna say.
Cedric, what do you have to say about that?
I'm not saying it's because he's black, but I'm just saying, like, Cam Newton did the same thing that Tom Brady did. Ain't nobody, you know.
But I mean, what's the implication there? You can't just say it's because he's not black. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. That's not.
You're not saying it's because he's black. You're just heavily implying it.
Heavily. But with that being said, I always think it's stupid for quarterbacks, for any athlete, to have to shake the opposing team's hand.
I mean, like, most of them have know each other or have each other's numbers. Mm. For all we know, Tom Brady could have gotten Nick Foles' number from someone else and texted him good game.
Most of them going out to dinner with each other.
And, I mean, it's tough. Like, and I speak as, like, an athlete who competed in high school at different things. It's, like, it's tough to look at it after a hard loss or an emotional loss. And go up there and try to say good game, man.
We finna go play 2K, and if you beat me, I'm not finna look at you. Nor do I expect you to.
I expect you to storm out like a little baby and slam the door.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Exactly. Uh-huh. I'm gonna wait on you to come upstairs and get this L and Madden. Like, but take this L like a real man.
But it's just like in our culture, it's just like we expect our athletes and our champions to be better than us.
Bro.
Because, like, you put yourself in that situation. You've trained for this moment your entire life. Do you think you're going to feel like doing that? Do you know for a fact that you're going to go up there and shake that hand or do that press conference? You don't.
We live in a world where we hold our athletes to a higher standard than we hold politicians.
I mean, it's true.
Like,
and some athletes choose to become politicians like Colin Kaepernick.
On that note, time to end.
But, like, the final thing I say about that is, like, I really don't think Cam Newton's color of his skin didn't really have anything to do with that like a couple of years ago. Cam Newton's got like a really brash, arrogant personality, I think would be the right way of putting it.
I want to say arrogant.
Brash.
Flamboyant. That's the word. That's the right word. Right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. A very flamboyant personality. He's always been that way with the media. He hadn't exactly always made a lot of friends with people in the media. And when you don't have that many friends in the media, you don't have a lot of people to back you up.
And they don't give you the benefit of the doubt.
They don't give you the benefit of the doubt. Plus, Tom Brady, 5-time world champion. Some would maybe say he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Definitely this guy.
He gets that pass. Cam Newton, he's been to a Super Bowl. He hasn't won one. He didn't win MVP 2 years ago, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. He's a 1-time MVP, hasn't won a championship. He doesn't get that same pass, especially when he doesn't have as many friends in the media as someone like Tom Brady.
Somebody might argue that like Tom Brady don't have that many friends in the media because of, you know, New England.
He's a cheater.
Whoa, see there you go. Tom Brady had nothing to do with that. Nothing. Deflategate or Spygate had nothing to do with that.
He had nothing to do with Deflategate.
Nope.
What about so when the NFL wanted to look at his cell phone for an investigation, he conveniently destroyed that cell phone about
who
a couple of weeks
break phone
before
when they get a new phone. Who don't break the old one? I break mine.
I have never even considered doing that in my entire life when getting a new phone.
Every time I got a new phone, I broke the previous one. Every time.
Cedric.
Every time. I'm so serious.
I respect that. I may start doing that now. My last phone totally stopped working on me. I might as well just do it.
See?
Yeah, it's good.
That could have happened to Tom.
Mm-hmm. So, to close, Michael Jordan is the greatest athlete of all time.
Oh, what?
Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Are we seriously closing on this?
We know the Memphis Grizzlies are going to win a championship in the next 5 years.
Not true. Yeah. The Lakers would definitely win a championship.
I'm being delusional right now. Okay. Let me continue.
All right, just as long as you know.
The St. Louis Cardinals going to win the World Series next year.
Definitely not.
Marcus Mariota going to win MVP.
Definitely not.
And Tennessee Titans are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, you on. Come on. He on
and
drugs.
Then I can die a happy man.
He's on drugs. You're on drugs.
Thank y'all. We are the Layup Lines Podcast. And on that note, we're going to see y'all. Bye.